Let's now open our Bibles to John chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. That's John chapter 12. We'll read verses 1 through 11, and we'll read responsively. And I'll begin. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. We'll now have today's message by our sister Naima.
Good morning, everybody. I want to say thank you to the UBF family and all the pastors for the way they supported us during the loss of Dan in the last 2 weeks. It was so sudden, but because of the support we got from our family here, it made it much easier for us to go through the last 2 weeks. And I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you. It was incredible, your show of love and your show of care, and you know, just so much. You did so much. That's all I can say. And thank you. My family all appreciated you. Everybody who met Pastor Steve and Pastor Greg and Pastor Russell, you know, had many good things to say about the pastors. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, everybody, you know, who showed up. Thank you. And I know the church was praying. I just say thank you so much to everybody. Thank you for everybody who came to the house. I appreciate all of you. And I want to thank Sue this morning for helping me with the message. She helped me a whole lot too. Thank you. The title of this message today is The Fragrance of Worship. The Fragrance of Worship. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this time. Thank you, Lord, because you do all things well. You do all things well, Lord, no matter what, you do all things well. So we thank you this morning for this opportunity. We thank you for a time to gather before you this morning and worship you and honor you and adore you and appreciate all that you do in our lives, and thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, for our salvation, for our deliverance from the works of the enemy, for everything that His blood has purchased for us. Lord, we thank you this morning, because it is because of the blood of Jesus we can sit here today and you know, worship you and listen in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. As I was, you know, as I was trying to pen some of the what I'm going to say today, I heard this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I had to include it. I was afraid of being disobedient. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the circumstances are. So, as I said earlier, the title of the message is The Fragrance of Worship. It is about one of the several significant events in the life of Jesus in his final week on earth. The week often referred to as the Passion Week. Mary anoints Jesus with a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume that she poured on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, so that the whole house was filled with the fragrance of this sweet perfume. We know that this Mary was the sister of Lazarus and Martha, who lived together in Bethany a few miles from Jerusalem. They were very close friends of Jesus. Jesus loved them dearly and often visited them and fellowshiped with them. In fact, it was during his previous visit to this family that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, Martha has prepared a meal in honor of Jesus and is serving the guests reclining at the table. And the 12 disciples are also among the guests. Also notable is that it is 6 days before the Passover festivities, which is one of the three times in the year that God commanded his people to gather together in Jerusalem and meet him. The idea was to remember how he had delivered them out of Egypt after 400 years as slaves of Pharaoh with a strong and outstretched arm. A strong and outstretched arm is, you know, is a description of God's powerful deeds during the time of the Exodus. God protected them and their firstborn sons by having them put the blood of the lamb over their doorposts so the angel of death would pass over. So, while Martha served the meal, Mary brings the jar. Oh, I forgot the jar. Mary brings out a jar of pure nard imported from the mountains of India. Very high quality. The jar that contained it was also very expensive. And she anoints Jesus' feet with it, using her hair to wipe them. This perfume was worth a year's wage. Think about it, a year's wage. What is that to me? What is that to you? That was a gesture of extreme devotion and worship. She was a worshiper. She used the glory of her hair to demonstrate her deep love, her deep affection, and her deep devotion to Jesus. The fragrance of Mary's worship filled the home and saturated Jesus himself. It came from deep within her heart to Jesus. Mary had sat at the feet of Jesus in previous accounts. This means that she was a listener and a learner. Therefore, there was spiritual maturity taking place, which led her to choose to worship him. Besides this, Mary's saving of the oil to anoint the Lord was intended by God, as we learn in verses 7 to 8. And these are the verses, I forgot to read them from the beginning. These are the verses for today, the key verses. The key verses are John 12, verses 7 to 8. Let's read them together if possible, or I'll just read it. Okay. John 12, 7 to 8 reads, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should, for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Yes, leave her alone, Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." So, it was extreme devotion and worship on the part of Mary, because she was a worshiper through and through. She used the glory of her hair to demonstrate her deep love, affection, and devotion to Jesus. The fragrance of Mary's worship filled the home and saturated Jesus, and it came from deep within her heart to Jesus. Mary had sat at the feet of Jesus in previous accounts. This means she was a listener and a learner. Therefore, there was spiritual maturity taking place, which led her to choose the worship of Jesus. Besides Mary saving of the oil to anoint the Lord, it was intended by God, as we learn in verses 7 to 8, for this time and for a bigger plan. And today, her name is in the best-selling book, read by everyone over all the earth, the Bible, because she took that action. Because of something she did from within, coming from right within her heart. Without really understanding the bigger meaning of her actions or the bigger picture. It is even speculated that the very powerful fragrance of Mary's ointment on Jesus may have sustained him from Gethsemane right up to the cross while he suffered all those atrocities, that the fragrance of that perfume helped keep him strong and going, because he was human. He was a human being. He was not going to the cross as someone, a superpower. Also, many were afraid to be associated with Jesus, despite the fact that the Pharisees and Sadducees. Mary was not afraid to be associated with Jesus, despite the fact that the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to kill him and her brother. She was not afraid. Contrast Mary's heart and devotion with that of Judas. Judas was a hardened thief. Even the love of Jesus, the miracles and signs that he saw, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, could not melt his heart, because he loved money more than the Lord. What he loved was the money more than the Lord. He did not really care about the poor. He was looking out for himself. Self-centered. As the money in Jesus' ministry purse meant he could get his hand on it since he was in charge. He was using the need of the poor to cover the motives of his heart. This also goes for every guest that was there who was indignant at Mary or who remained quiet rather than defend Mary with Jesus when she poured out this, when she poured this perfume on him. Why did they not say anything? Why did the other people not say anything? Why did only Jesus say something? What were they protecting? I am sure each one of them had something that stopped them, like fear of the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Maybe some of them sometimes would fear they would be kicked out of their synagogues for associating too closely or for speaking. And some of them, what the religious leaders were trying to maintain their positions, the power structure, the religious power structure, by trying to look for a way to kill Jesus and Lazarus together. Many of the Jews were believing in Jesus due to the Lazarus miracle. It seems none or most of these guests understood that Jesus was worth much more than the ointment, the oil that Mary poured on him. Jesus was worth more than the offering. But they did not know, hence they cried, "It is a waste, it is a waste." But what God desires of us as his family is a genuine heart of worship and devotion even today. Worship without any ulterior motives other than to honor our God and our Father in obedience. We must give him our passionate worship and praise and our deep devotion. Sometimes when we go an extra length to do something for the Lord, whether it is worship or something that will increase his kingdom. We can receive those kinds of criticisms from people. But we must not let anyone mock our sacrifice with words like, "You are too radical, you are overzealous, that's just too much religious zeal, etc., etc., etc." Jesus deserves everything, the whole of us. Jesus deserves our whole heart, our whole worship. And sometimes we worship and we are doing something else in addition. But there are times that God requires our complete attention as we worship. Why is our worship that important? There is a song that I've been listening to for a couple of years now from YouTube. And that these are the words of that song. And it answers the question, why is unadulterated, deep worship, passionate worship important to you and I? And the answer is because in the words of that song, the fragrance of my worship rises to the Father. And when the fragrance of my worship rises to the Father, noises, thunderings, earthquake are the response to the worship. First, it was fragrance. Then, it turns to fire. My worship is my weapon. This is how I win my battles. Our genuine worship is one of our most powerful weapons of warfare and prayer. Sometimes, when there's a situation, I just go into worship. You know, when I heard about dance, when I was called 2 weeks ago on Monday and told about the accident that Dan was in, and the person who was speaking to me said, and unfortunately, he passed. I was confused for a few minutes, and then I got myself together, and I remembered there is nothing impossible with God. And my posture was, I told them, they said he's in room 37 in the emergency. I said, don't do anything, I'm coming. And I started driving down, and it was crazy because I'm trying to drive and I'm trying to make a call, trying to call the children and so on, to tell them to pray and to tell them to believe. I'm going down, I'm going to stand. And all of us agreed, we are worshiping. I told them, just worship the Lord, worship, worship. While they were trying to book the plane to come, they were worshiping, I was worshiping. I went down there and I worshiped for 3 hours. I worshiped in the room for 3 hours, and I was telling God, you know, you said this, you said that, this was the promise you made, these were the words you said, and you do not start something that you do not finish. You have to, you know, God, you have to change this situation. And I know also that nothing is impossible. I believe, I worshiped with all the songs that we always worship at home. I worshiped for 3 hours together with my son, my oldest son, until the hospital said, we think it's time for you to let it go. And my son said, yes, ma'am, let's let it go. That was when we had to leave the room for them to come and take that. But the worship was not in vain. Though it didn't change the situation, the worship was not in vain. I still think God is good. I still think, you know, the worship of God is the best thing you can do, no matter what the circumstance. You know, if you don't see the results now, you'll see it later. You will find it, you will see it later. Yeah, God is faithful. God is so faithful. And I wanted to add to this also, the fact that, you know, Mary, God, you know, will bless and will use anyone. It doesn't matter their status, it doesn't matter their gender, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are available and you are obedient for him to use. And Mary was available. Mary was obedient to what she felt in her heart to do for Jesus, because that was the Lord speaking to her. She was obeying what God was relaying to her by His Spirit when she brought out that jar of nard. So when we are available and obedient, God can use anyone. He can even use a little child. In fact, He uses a lot of children. How many times have your children, you know, said something that just blew you away? And you knew it was definitely from God. Yeah, He does use our children in our lives, and He can use them not just in our homes, but anywhere else too. So my challenge today is that we deepen our intimacy with God and our worship to God, and not let anything stop us, no matter what. Because even if it doesn't pan out our way, the Word of God does not tell lie. Eventually, everything will work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You again. Thank You for helping me share this message. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that You will make this, You will cause this to be planted in our hearts. You will activate in our lives, in our lives and in our hearts, the desire to worship You above all else. That we will worship with all our heart, that we will remove every other motive other than to honor You. We thank You, Lord, that You are faithful. You are faithful in all that You do, and You are faithful to help us in each one of our lives daily, to help us with our decisions, O God. The plans, Your plans, the desires of our hearts. Thank You, Lord, for You are the God who sees and the God who fulfills. We give You honor today. We give You glory. We glorify You above all things. And we declare that You are our God. And as I always say every day, O Lord, I declare for this family here that as for we and our homes, we will serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.